Friends, fellow evolvers, and curious people everywhere. Welcome to this episode of Being with Sally Wilson. I have once again, as a very honored guest, Beck Duffield. Welcome back, Beck.
Thank you so much for having me.
We had such an extraordinary response to people who listened to Beck's first podcast episode, all about her story. So Beck is a yoga teacher, a teacher of teachers, and Beck has this extra, I'm sorry to do this to you, Beck, but this she does. She has this extraordinary ability to help us understand how we can apply yogic principles in any moment. And so this episode is an episode in our Yoga Handbook for Life series. And what Beck is going to help us gain insight to today is something called introspection. Can you please describe what that is, Beck, and what we do with it?
Absolutely. And thank you for the kind introduction. All right. So interoception is one of the inward senses. So we have these senses that we're very familiar with in the body, senses that face outwards, that are for processing the external world. So things like sight, sound, touch, taste. Then we have senses that are specifically dedicated to the inside of our body. We have a few of those. We have proprioception, which is us being able to figure out where we are in space, so knowing where our body is. We've got little receptors in our joints. We have a vestibular sense, that's that fluid in the inner ear that lets us not fall over and stay upright and do things that maybe even the most beautifully designed architectural buildings can't do, like sway side to side. And then we have interoception. And so this is our ability to accurately perceive and process things that are happening inside of our body. So things like noticing the heart beating and noticing sweat on the palms, noticing a need to go to the toilet, noticing digestion happening in the torso, noticing that the breaths become shallow, noticing that the foreheads become hot, noticing that we have goosebumps. So that being able to sense inside the body, things that are just exclusively happening inside the body, and make sense of those is the shortest answer I've got for you.
Thank you, Beck. And so everyone, just so you know, I go to Beck's studio and I take classes with Beck. And so at the start of each class, she gives us these extraordinary insights, and then we can apply it in the class, but not only in the class. The moment we're out the door, any moment, we remember to. And when you were focusing on interception as, I suppose, the focal point for awareness for the week, it helped me really become so much more present. You know,
the feedback I had on that week's classes was so beautiful, because it's such a good theme, because it's so accessible to everybody, right? Like, if you talk about gods and goddesses, that you lose some people straight away because of whatever biases and traumas and beliefs. But if you're talking about feel your heart beating, and if you're talking about feel the breath in the back of the ribs and now feel it in the front, and if you're talking about feel the pads of the toes spread across the earth, that's really accessible to everyone. And one of the most beautiful messages I got that week was from a student that's been with me for a really long time. And she said that gradually through the classes, she's been able to access more and more and more detail of the inside of her body. And she said in that one that she could literally hear blood pumping through her veins. Like, she went to such a subtle level with the inside of her body. Which is just amazing, right? Because most of us don't even know we're breathing.
Yes.
And then to be able to get this kind of mastery over the inside of the body, it's such a profound shift. Because this is when another bit of feedback I got from someone is, she was quite emotional, but she said, "You just cured panic attacks for me." Because we talked about in the class, like, when the interception, when it's like a steady stream That's really good. Like, so when you're noticing, oh, my breath's changed, oh, my feet are cold, and you're processing as it goes, that's beautiful. But some of us, because of lots of maladaptions we have it as an on-off switch. So don't feel the body, don't feel the body, completely disconnected from the body for a long time. Then all of a sudden, everything's happening. Like, my jaw's tight, my breath's ragged, I've got goosebumps, I can't breathe, my tummy's tight. Like, it's too much at once
Yeah.
that comes through, and you just can't process it all in the moment. So for this person, they'd never noticed before that they had the on-off switch with intercepting. And this person just started to notice each day, just like doing the things. Like, I feel my toes spreading on the earth. I feel where my knees are in space. Like, just really unemotional little observances about the body. And it stopped her that week from going into a panic attack, which was unfortunately like a normal part of her week.
Yeah.
But that's what interception can do, basically.
Yeah. That's extraordinary. So what it's helping us to do on one hand is in the awareness, we're able to prevent the buildup because we're processing ongoing as opposed to whoomp. Yeah. And for people who are listening and going, well, I don't get panic attacks or whatever, can you just describe the other benefits in the way that they may relate to that?
Absolutely. So the oldest, and it still is the test that's used now, test for interception, is to take someone and measure their heartbeat and get them to count how many times their heart beats in a minute. And this test has been used for decades and decades and decades to measure interception, and it shows the same results. Like, the results have stood over this amount of time. And someone that is experiencing depression will always undercount the amount of heartbeats. Doesn't matter how, like, they'll pay the closest attention and try to get it right, but they won't feel as many heartbeats as are happening. And someone that's experiencing anxiety will overcount the amount of heartbeats. So our ability to perceive the body has this really direct link into our health. Our capacity to intercept is the highest correlator we've got to our emotional intelligence. So
Oh,
being
okay, hang
able
on. Say that again, Beck. Say that one again.
our capacity to intercept, so be able to tell what's happening in our body in real time. So noticing as we go, like right now, I can feel pressure in my feet because of the way I'm sitting. I can feel where my spine is in space. I can feel that the temperature's a little cool on my skin. I can't feel any digestive processes happening because I haven't eaten yet. This kind of stuff, being able to notice this kind of stuff in real time is the highest correlator we've got to emotional intelligence. So that's our capacity to know what we're feeling, to be able to name it and understand emotions. That's really nice for us. It's even nicer for people who have to deal with us. Like, emotional intelligence is such a gift to everyone in your life, right? Everyone around you. And it goes on. Like, if we want to look at the benefits for other people, we now know there's so much research on how we co-regulate with other people's nervous systems. So the nervous system of the mother, for example, in a family group, directs and influences the nervous systems of everyone else in that group. The nervous system of a teacher in a class can regulate the people in a class. The nervous system of a friend, a supportive friend next to someone who's grieving, can regulate. We co-regulate two different nervous systems, and our ability to intercept has a great impact on how healthy and how regulated our nervous system is. So a dysregulated nervous system is really that on-off switch with interception. I don't feel the body. I'm completely unaware of the body. I've been grinding my jaw for an hour, and my sympathetic state's taking over, and I'm going from like ventral vagal into dorsal vagal, and all of these things are happening, and I have no idea until suddenly you get smacked with a whole bunch of information. So we want that awareness and that health of that relationship for, oh my God, so many reasons, so many reasons. And if it's someone that's just like, but I'm perfect as I am already, then for the sake of everyone around you, like, for your emotional intelligence and resilience and your nervous system's capacity to regulate people around you, all of this starts with the capacity to intercept.
This is big stuff.
Isn't it?
This is big stuff. One of the things that I love, so just now sort of got, you've already talked us through some of the ways we can do that, but for somebody who's listening, this is for whom this is all really new. One of the things that you did in the class or in the classes where we were focusing on this, Beck, was you, like this other client who came, yogi who came to your class, you helped us to be able to name a hierarchy of sensation of what was going. I found that really wonderful. So for people who are new to this, can you talk us through a couple of different ways we can start becoming more
Yes,
aware?
That it's such a good tool. That's called the somatic hierarchy, and that is something you can build on as well. So it's good for people that want to measure progress, I think, because it has really tangible results and you can measure progress. So the somatic hierarchy is to feel your body and to notice what is the biggest sensation now. And it might be discomfort, it might be pleasure, and it might be like just the biggest thing that you're able to feel. Where does your attention first get pulled? So if I'm to do this right now, it's into my foot because I'm sitting in a really weird way, right? But then what's the next biggest? So leave that one alone. And can you find the next one? And can you find the next one? Could you get to five different things that you're able to feel in your body? Because what a lot of us will tend to do is we just will notice the discomfort and nothing else. And that's the way our brain works, right? That's a survival mechanism. It's beautiful. It's really healthy. It's really incredible if you can go, okay, there's discomfort in my foot right now. It might be going to sleep because I'm sitting with it really funny. There's also an ease through my lower back because of the way my pelvis is tilted. And I can also perceive my clothes touching my skin, which is quite a neutral feeling. And I'm able to feel breath. And you load these into a hierarchy. So you're training yourself to get increasingly subtle with your awareness. And one of the things we do in yoga, and especially in yin yoga, where you've got the long holds of things, is that somatic hierarchy. Yep, like the target area is being stretched for sure. I can feel this in my outer hip, whatever. I can feel it in my shoulders. But then also notice when it goes away, because this has like ramifications right into everywhere in our life. Like for a lot of us, we are good and we're trained to notice stress and distress when it's there, but we're not good at noticing when it leaves. Like a lot of people's stress response didn't go away when the pandemic calmed down. We didn't feel this relief at the end of lockdowns that we imagined we were going to, because we're not good at noticing when things leave, which means we carry with us for the longest time the past, like all of the pain, all of the sensation, all of the discomfort. And just going to leap this conversation into somewhere I didn't think it was going, but this is what Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about so much in, I don't know if you know any of his work, but he's basically saying, like, if you've had like a chronic condition, you've had a sore back for a really long time, then you will wake up and you will expect to feel that. Right? And maybe you just never noticed when it left. And this is what this kind of interception can teach you. Like, is that actually still there? Or am I just really used to feeling that? And is that actual discomfort, or am I just feeling something? Am I just feeling something? And my default is to call it pain or discomfort. So that somatic hierarchy can help that process. And then there's this other process that I teach in yoga as well, of like, go to the nucleus. Like if you had a pen and you had to draw the outline to where you feel this and where you don't, get specific. So it's not my knee, it's like where exactly, like go to the cell that it's strongest in. And that process of going in and in and in, it really helps us to take off a label like this hurts, into, because all we have really is pressure and stretch receptors that we're feeling. In the body. Okay, that is pressure actually. And the pressure is more intense here and it's lighter there. And yeah, we can just take away the big, I'm in pain, yoga sucks, or whatever it is, and get subtle and subtle and subtle and subtle. And it just, yeah, benefits us everywhere.
Yep, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Beck. And for people who are listening, Dr. Joe Dispenza, again, and yeah, some of his books are You Are the Placebo, Becoming Supernatural. Oh, that was that
Yep,
Bruce Lipton,
becoming.
Becoming Supernatural.
No, that's Joe. Yep.
Yeah. What's the other one? There's another really
Look to my bookshelf here.
Anyway, it's
Oh,
Dr. Joe
yeah.
Dispenza,
Yep.
people, and his research, his stuff, and his story, his experience is pretty extraordinary. Beck, thank you so much. Once again, just a wealth of ahas and ohs, and let me try that, and all that sort of stuff. So thank you so much for your generosity, Beck, and I'll look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you.
And listeners and watchers, we'll look forward to speaking with you again over the waves next time. Bye.